Today, I just want to talk about on giving thanks to the Lord and appreciation. How to appreciate. You know, we are living in a world that a lot of times when you work, when you go to work, probably you do something, some good work, and there are people that will not appreciate. It could be that your boss doesn't appreciate the work that you do, and you get kind of hurt. Oh, I'm doing everything here. I'm working so hard, and nobody even tells me thank you or appreciate. Maybe your mother-in-law does not appreciate the dinner that you made. Maybe your husband or your wife doesn't appreciate what you're doing in the house. Or what you have brought to your wife or to your husband, making him dinner and making him comfortable, and you don't get any thanks or appreciation. Maybe it's your school, you know, the teacher is teaching and the children doesn't appreciate for what she's doing. Maybe somebody who helped another person, and then later on they just forget that person, ignore that person, and there is no appreciation. You know, so we can go on and on and on in this world that everybody have in some way have got hurt because there was no appreciation or no gratitude for what you had done for somebody. And so I'm sure everybody has some experience. But in the Bible, here we see what God has done for us. Just imagine what the Lord has done for us. His unspeakable gift to us, the Lord Jesus Christ, whom He gave to us. You know, so here we see the great works, what the Lord has done. You know, as the Bible says that, unto thee, O God, do we give thanks. Unto thee we give thanks, for that thy name is near, thy wondrous works declare. Psalm 75:1. And 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. You know, well, and 2 Thessalonians 2:13 says, but we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved, for of the Lord, because God had from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth. And here we see what God has done for us. You know, just imagine the salvation that He has given us. And everything that we have received from a generous hand, from Him, and that we don't even deserve it. We don't deserve it. And yet, He has given us abundantly the salvation, the sweetest and the most loudest thing that we should hear and that we should concern in is His redeeming love. God's redeeming acts towards His chosen people, what I mean, is, you know, if you're a Christian, if you're a believer, you're chosen by God. And you were out in the world, and you were in your sinful acts, and you're a slave to sin. And you were a sinner from birth, but He chose you from His redeeming love. This is the greatest action what God has done. The greatest favoritism, because we don't deserve it, what God has done. And here, this is when He has done something like that, as we have been redeemed from the power of sin and the power of corruption, because our hearts were evil, from the depths of sin, from the very bottom, from the very depth of sin, how God took us from His right hand and led us to the cross of Christ. The guilt is being broken off. We are no longer slaves anymore, but God made us saints. He made a slave of sin to a saint who will glorify Him. We are the children of the living God, and this is the greatest thing that He has done for us. So, remember, that's the most important thing we need to remember. Okay, but how many people are complaining? How many are complaining more and more and praising less and less? It should be the other way around. We should complain less and praise more. And we should praise God daily for the common mercies that He has given us. Not only He redeemed us, okay, not only that, but you know, the Bible says that give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endures forever. 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 34. And also it says that Psalm 30, verse 4, sing unto the Lord, O ye you saints, and give thanks at the remembrance of His holiness. You know, it is, just imagine, it is God's, we have a holy God. And the God that is infinitely holy is a God that He will do things that is right. You know, we don't deserve salvation. But in His infinite holiness, He plucked us out from the miry clay and brought us to the glorious throne room of the Lord Jesus, so we can sit at the bottom of His throne and worship Him and give thanks to what He has done. And not only that, just imagine the mercy of God. Instead of judgment, He has been merciful to us, because we deserve the judgment of God. So how many times do we complain? Do you complain of little things that bothers you? Do you complain when the weather is bad? You know how the newscaster says, the wicked weather. But you know who controls the weather? God. Do you complain when you go through a little trial, difficulty or problem? Do you complain when your food, when you go to a restaurant and your food doesn't come out right? Do you complain about your wife when she does something right, wrong, about your children, about the work, you know, everything, little things, all those things accumulate, and you can see how many times you complain, and instead of giving praise to God, you know. So here, it's so important that we should dismiss hopelessness, complaints, and we should look and give thanks to God. And it's so important that we are the children of the living God. And just imagine how Jesus Christ, He's the most beautiful person that you can ever came across, because He died for our sins. He is the rose of Sharon. He's the rose of Sharon. You know, that's a lasting perfume that we would smell and say, wow. And He's the lily of the valley. You know, it's the most spotless purity that we can ever encounter. He is the unspeakable gift to us that God gave us. If angels thank Him every single day, covering their faces and their feet every single day, how much more we should thank Him. And we should see Christ seated and enthroned in the right hand of God. Then more lowly, we should be bowing before the foot of the throne and giving thanks to Him. So, importantly, most importantly, we need to understand that we should not grumble. We should be content what we have. and we should give thanks, because as Apostle Paul said, as he said, in everything give thanks. In everything give thanks. That means in good times, bad times, difficult times, times that you don't feel like thanking, fall at your feet and give thanks to God. Remember Apostle Paul and Silas, and they were preaching the gospel. They were beaten and put in a dungeon. For what? For preaching the gospel. What bad thing did they do? Absolutely nothing. But they were beaten and put in a dungeon. And what did they do? They gave thanks to the Lord. They gave thanks to the Lord, because one thing that the devil doesn't want to hear is thanking God. Well, you know what happened? You know the balance story. That there was an earthquake that happened. And the chains fell off from the, you know, from them. And the jailer came running to him and asked, how can I get saved? See, give everything in thanksgiving, because we don't know what is going to happen. So this is the will of God, you know, to give thanks to him. That is God. That is the will of God. As so important. That we need to give thanks to God. Give gratitude to him. He provides us every single day a new breath. I mean, we come, we wake up, we're breathing. And God has given us a job. God has provided us a house. God is clothing us. If he's clothing the ravens, and if he's clothing the lilies and the flowers and everything else, how much more he is going to clothe us? How much more he is going to take care of us? And he has done all those things. And a lot of times, we don't give praise and thanks to God. It's so important. He who feeds sparrows will also furnish you. So live close to the cross, and you know, search the mysteries of God when you live close to the cross, and give thanks to him. The tireless hand of God that holds the universe can even sustain us and take us through this troubled time. Submit, when you go through afflictions, submit to God. Cheerfully these afflictions, because you're going to profit by it if you do. You know, it is the loving hand of God which gave us eternal life. You know, so it's so important that we need to be joyful and have a double bliss. That means the highest degree of happiness. For God, what God has done for us. So, my brethren, brothers and sisters, remember always to give thanks to God. And also, stop complaining. Be content. And next time, even at work, even, you know, when somebody doesn't appreciate you, you know, don't worry about it. For what you have done, give thanks to God. Also, on the other hand, you can, when somebody does something, oh, thank that person. Thank that person. And appreciate that, appreciate it, for what another person has done for you. Because 2 Samuel chapter 22 verse 50 says, therefore I'll give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the heathen, and I will sing praises unto thy name. Yeah, even at your work, even wherever you are, when somebody have done something, oh, just be thankful to that person. Because the heathen will know that you are different, that you belong to a different, you belong to God. You are a Christian. And you don't grumble. And you don't complain. But you are happy and content, and they will know that you are different. That will glorify God.